Today's podcast is about the expression getting on. What does it mean? Well, if I ask someone, how are you getting on? I mean, how much progress have you made? Here are some examples. Example number one. I ask my children, how are you getting on with your homework? I mean, how much homework have you done? Have you started your homework? Have you finished your homework yet? And my children might reply, I'm nearly finished, or I'm getting on okay, or go away and stop nagging me. Example number two. I might ask you, how are you getting on with your English? I mean, how much progress have you made in English? Have you learned about the continuous tenses yet? Can you read an English newspaper? Can you understand a TV program in English? And you might tell me that you are learning about passive verbs, or that you're reading a novel in English. Or you might tell me to go away and mind my own business. Example 3. I am decorating the living room. My wife asks me, how are you getting on? I might tell her that I've painted the ceiling, or that I have started cutting the wallpaper. Or I might give her a paintbrush and ask her to help. Example 4 is a bit different from the others. You have a new colleague at work. His name is John. I ask you, how are you getting on with John? I mean, how is your relationship with John? Is he a difficult person to work with, or an easy person? And you might tell me, I get on well with John. He is a really nice person. Or, I have to be careful what I say to him. He is difficult to get on with. Okay, everything clear? Then let's see how Kevin and Joanne are getting on. You remember that Joanne had joined a gym. She said she would go every day and become super fit. Well, she doesn't go to the gym every day. She has too many other things to do. She goes about twice a week. But she is getting on well. She has lost weight and she is feeling fitter. At first she did not get on with the fitness trainer at the gym. Joanne thought she was bossy and had no sense of humour. But now she gets on with the trainer much better. And how about Kevin? How is he getting on? Kevin decided not to join the gym, but he has started to play squash with his friend Scott. Squash is a game that you play in a big room with concrete walls. You hit a small rubber ball very hard with a racket. You try to make it difficult for your opponent to hit the ball back. The first time, Kevin was completely exhausted in 5 minutes. But now he has improved. He is getting on much better. Last week he beat Scott for the first time ever. Kevin is an easygoing guy. He gets on with everyone. Everyone? Well, everyone except Joanne's mum. He doesn't like Joanne's mum, and Joanne's mum does not like him. Joanne has to keep them apart. They do not get on together. Okay. Goodbye.